Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. You can see our four eyes. Lydia, thank you so much. Yeah, you didn't eat my money. Glory be to God. Yes, good to see all of you. Bob and Anne, that is wonderful that your child is going to marry you. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, if she didn't know well the national language, she will learn it there. By all means. Glory be to God. I've forgotten. There's someone here who was at Mary Hill. Anyway, glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20 says that for all the promises of God in him, this in him is Jesus. Amen. For all the promises of God in him, in Christ Jesus, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Glory be to God. Yes, we've been talking about entering our promised land. Amen. Entering into our promises. Okay? And here, the Bible says that all the promises of God in Christ are yes. Okay? So it is because of Christ, it is because of Jesus that we are going to experience what God promised us in the past. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thought that for that matter, we should take some time and also talk about Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. For all the promises of God are yes in who? In Christ. Glory be to God. So since the year began, we've been talking about those promises and the blessings, the promised land. I felt that now we should also talk about him in whom all the promises of God are yes and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hence, our topic for today, who Christ Jesus is. Amen? Who Christ Jesus is. Who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, I have many scriptures we're going to read, so I'm going to do my best to read all of them. Amen? By this morning, there were 20, okay? But I reduced them, I think, to like 15 or 16. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, who Christ Jesus is. Okay? The first thing that we should know about Jesus is that he is God, the Creator. Okay? Jesus is God. And he is the Creator. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who created the heavens and the earth? God. Now, you all know that he did not only create the heavens and the earth, but he created everything in the heavens and in the earth. Amen? Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Okay? The 24 elders in heaven, okay, they cast their crowns before the throne of God, saying, verse 11, you are worthy, O Lord, okay, and they are referring to God. You're worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. So, who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it? God. Now, in John chapter 1, verse 14, it talks about a personality called the Word. Alright? It says in John 1 verse 14 that, And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, now, from this verse, you can see that the Word is referring to Jesus. Amen? The Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt amongst us. All right? Now, when you go to the same chapter, okay, verse 1, okay, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You remember, this is a Word that became flesh, okay? And it says that that Word was God. Glory be to God. So I'm reading all this to show you that Jesus is God. Glory be to God. You know these things, but it is important there we are reminded of them over and over again. Glory be to God. Okay, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it continues to say in verse 2 that He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. You remember Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in Revelation 4, we read that He also created everything in the earth. All right? Now here it says that He, the Word, okay, who was God, okay, it says that all things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. Glory be to God. So the first thing we have to remind ourselves about Jesus is that Jesus is God. Jesus is who? Is God. And He is the Creator. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth and everything in it. Glory be to God. In case you're not convinced, let us read Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Talking about Jesus, okay, Paul said that He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created. By who? By Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Okay? He not only created the visible things, but also the invisible things. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, He not only created the heavens and the earth and the visible things and the invisible, but I want to emphasize that He also created you. He created man. He created who? Man. Glory be to God. He created man. The things I'm telling you, never get tired of them. Glory be to God. First of all, there's nothing greater about Jesus than He being God. All right? So the moment you start getting bored of that, all right, you're going to start undermining Him. You're going to start passing eyes through Him. And that will be the beginning of trouble. You understand? Jesus is God. All right? Jesus is what? Jesus is God. And because He's God, He is the Creator. Glory be to God. Amen? So He also created man. The Bible says in Genesis from verse 26 that it says that then God, okay, then God said, let us make man in our image according to what? According to our likeness. Okay? God said, let us make. Okay? So this is referring to God the Father. God the Father said, let us make. Okay? So he was speaking to some people. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? He was speaking to the Word. You remember in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God was speaking to God. God the Father was speaking to God the Word. But they remember that Jesus wasn't always called Jesus. I hope you know that. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. It was only when he was coming to the earth as a human being, okay, that he got to be called Jesus. Okay? Jesus, Joshua, Yehoshua. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. And that was before he became an Arsenal what? An Arsenal supporter. Okay? Not player. Okay? Jesus supports Arsenal. I hope you know that. Jesus supports all teams. Glory be to God. Okay? Therefore, he supports what? Arsenal. But, girls, ladies, there's a player, an Arsenal player called Jesus. Okay? Who didn't know that? Please. If you didn't know that, there is an Arsenal player called Jesus. Okay? Judith, you did know. Nemwe Mwabaji. Okay? So anyway, when the Word became flesh, okay, when the Word became man, okay, that man got to be called Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. And by the way, it is the same name as Joshua. Okay? In case you didn't know. Alright? So if you're not brave enough to name your son Jesus, like the South Americans, the South Americans are doing it. There are so many Jesuses in South America. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? So if you're not brave enough to name your child what? With Jesus, you like the name, Naye Ogama Man, it will be blasphemy. How can you name your child what? With Jesus now? You know, that's a car, you know? Okay, you can just say Joshua. But if you have named your child Joshua, you are as good as someone who has named him Jesus. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, God the Father tells God the Word that let us make man. Okay? And of course, there was also God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So God the Father tells us to that, let us make man in our image. Okay? And verse 27 says that, so God created man in his own image. Glory be to God. So you can see the Word, who is Jesus, was involved in the creation of man. Glory be to God. Amen? So Jesus is God. Okay? And because he's God, he is the creator of everything, including man, including human beings. Hallelujah. Please never forget that. Hallelujah. Okay? I know you won't forget it, but never stop. Don't become familiar with it. Glory be to God. When we come here on Sunday, when we worship Jesus, we are worshiping God. Okay? Of course, he became your brother. Alright? But understand that this brother of yours is who? Is God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, the second thing concerning who Jesus is that Jesus is the desire of nations. Glory be to God. He is the desire of nations. Okay? This phrase, I think it is only in KJV, a new KJV, but maybe it is also there in other versions, okay? And it is found in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Okay, by the way, my daughter Eden, okay, she is supposed to be called Desire. Okay? I don't know if you guys know that story. All right? I always wanted a firstborn to be, my firstborn to be a girl. All right? To be a girl. So I get a dream when, anyway, yes, I wanted a firstborn to be what? A girl. Glory be to God. And many years before that, I got that name, Desire, because I desired a girl. Okay? A daughter. All right? Men who don't have daughters, yeah, very sorry for you. Glory be to God. You ask Andrew. Hallelujah. Daughters are precious. All right? Daughters are what? Precious. Okay, so now I say, God, you know, when I get a girl, her name will be Desire. Okay, the desire of my heart. All right? So, to cut a long story short, yes, a girl is born, and because I wasn't there in hospital, certificate. Okay? She was given another name. Then the desire came about number 4, okay? And not desire, but Desiree, you know, funny things, all right? Glory be to God. But when Eden got to know that she was called to be, that she was supposed to be called Desire, she said, that's what she, what? Well, she wants, Eden was her mother's what? Anyway. Jesus is a desire of nations. Glory be to God. Haggai chapter 2 from verse 6. Okay? It says that, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. Who has NIV? NIV, what does NIV say? Or who has any other version? Okay? What does it say? Desire of nations, Agambaji. Desire of nations, yeah. Yeah, so you didn't have to answer. Okay? Anyone has another version? Okay? The desire of who? Nations. So, a time will come. And I think this is, we're talking about the seventh bowl, okay, of the wrath of God, okay, when we're not here. It says that, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. Okay, the desire of all nations here, in context, it is talking about Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus is a desire of all nations. Glory be to God. Whether they know it or they don't know it, but, okay, humankind, okay, desires Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, when did this desire for Jesus start? It started in the Garden of Eden. Okay? You remember when Adam and Eve sinned, okay? God came and pronounced judgment on man, on Adam, and on Eve, and also on the serpent, okay, who tempted them, okay? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God tells the serpent that, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. The seed of the woman, will bruise your head or crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Okay, so the seed of the what? The woman will crush the head of the serpent. And this is talking about, by the way, the devil. Okay, the seed of the woman will crush, okay, the head of the devil. Okay? Now, from that time, okay, the desire of all women became that seed. Okay? From the time that promise was made, okay, every woman, okay, who was born, but they were starting from Eve, okay, they began to desire to be the ones to carry that seed. Glory be to God. Okay? That is why in Daniel chapter 11 verse 37, Jesus is referred to as the desire of women. Glory be to God. Before we go any further, all the women who are here, akakakisa kaba itako. You're too late. Too what? Too late. Okay, now, here in Daniel chapter 11 verse 37, talking about the Antichrist, okay? It says that he, the Antichrist, shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. Okay? So the Antichrist will not regard the desire of women. Okay? Talking about Jesus. Alright? He won't regard Jesus Christ. That is why he's the Antichrist. Glory be to God. Amen? The desire of women. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, like you all know, it is Mary. Yafuna kachans. Glory be to God. Mary is the one who found grace in the eyes of the Lord to carry the other seed of Genesis 3:15. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28, when angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, okay, he said to her that, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Okay? Highly favored one. Okay, God favored her. Alright? Now, there are many things, okay, or there are some things God will choose to favor you with, but not this one. Okay? Chino chagwada. Hallelujah. Chakolachi? Chagwada. By the way, years ago, before I got married, I used to have some thoughts in my head, okay, that I wish I would be the one to give birth to the next president of Uganda. Okay, to someone who will one day become, not the next, but someone who would one day become a president of Uganda. And for like a week, I was serious about it. I was like, why not me? You understand? Why not me, as in, give birth to the president? Okay? Okay? I had that for just 1 week. Okay? You know, after that week, I felt like, glory be to God. But you should start having such serious what? Thoughts. Don't just give birth just for, you know. As in, righteous sins. Why? Eh? You understand? Eh? Yeah. Then let it be up to God to tell you that I ate your sichichi. Sichicho. Because I want the next president to be maybe Anacholi. I tell you, umana wo tagenda kuba Anacholi because you married from the wrong tribe. You understand? Ah, kati chongo chitango gamboke kati oyagala abereche. But like for a week or a month, I was very serious. I was like, why? Because I saw myself having the potential to raise a righteous president. Because I was righteous. I loved God too much. Okay? Not like now. And I was like, I can raise a righteous president. Glory be to God. And then I was very serious. Okay? Like for a week or a month. Okay? And later, I felt in my heart that God was telling me, hey, what? You leave that one. Then we proceeded. Glory be to God. Nemu very serious. Okay, you who want, you know, who want to give birth to kids. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the way, there was a day or a time, okay, especially I think in my first or second year when I just gotten born again. Because remember, there's this thing that no one knows who the Antichrist is. So I was like, I might be there and I'm the one. I'm going to become the Antichrist and I don't know. So it bothered me for quite some time. I'm telling you, because remember, no one knows what? Who the guy is going to be. You are the one going to what? I was like, my God. Then that one, I think it was like for a month. Then I guess either I understood from the scriptures that no, it can't be what? It can't be. It can't be me because number one, the Antichrist is not going to be an African. And I'm an African. I'm doing other things. Glory be to God. And for that one, I really praised the Lord that I wasn't going to be one, the Antichrist. Glory be to God. So you can see everyone who has just gotten born again, they need a few people who have been around. Because you've gotten saved today, then by the end of the year, you've committed suicide because the devil has convinced you that you're going to be the Antichrist. And you don't want to be. You get depressed and shoo. You understand? Hallelujah. So walk with people who have just gotten what? Saved. Hallelujah. They are, yeah. Anyway, glory be to God. We're talking about the desire of what? Women. Luke 1:28. The angel told the Lord, that rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 31. Okay? Elizabeth, okay, tells Mary that, behold, no, this is not Elizabeth. It is still the angel, okay? Gabriel tells Mary that, behold, you conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus. Alright? You shall call his name Jesus. Because he wasn't always called what? Jesus. He was initially called the Word. So you call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. Okay? And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. Verse 41. Elizabeth, okay? Now he says that, and it happened when Elizabeth had the greeting of Mary, Mary had gone to visit her, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Glory be to God. Now I know you're not a Catholic. You don't pray to Mary. Okay? But that doesn't negate the fact that Mary has a special place in as far as salvation is concerned. She's the one who was highly favored to carry the seed, okay, the desired seed that will one day crush the head of the serpent. Glory be to God. Verse 48 in Luke 1, okay, now this is Mary herself who's speaking. She says that he, God, has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to let you know once again, ladies, that you are born at the wrong time. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm joking, so don't get angry with me, okay? But the other thing which I'm not joking about is that you will never get the honor of carrying the seed, okay? The desire of women. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, there is another woman, okay, who also got the honor of carrying that seed and giving birth to it. Okay? Bali abakazi bameka? Two women. Two women gave birth to Jesus. Okay? Bobo and Tunuli de. Lava, now this is how a cult begins. Glory be to God. And it is good to watch, you understand? Alright? But it's in the Bible. I'm not going to pull out some book or a vision or a dream. Alright? But it's in the what? It's in the Bible. Alright? There's another what? Woman who was also highly favored to bring forth the seed. Glory be to God. Someone needs it. Glory be to God. Judith is also, look at her. She's like her pastor, Kathy, you know, we are starting on some road. But it's in your what? Bible. Okay? Revelation chapter 12 from verse 1. It says that, now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and drew them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And that child was caught up to God and his throne. Okay? Which child is going to rule all nations? Okay? Okay, which child was caught up to heaven? It is Jesus. Glory be to God. Okay? And now we are seeing another woman. It doesn't say this is Mary. Okay? Do you know who this woman is? Andrew, Omomani. See what tribe you are. Okay? Who is this woman? Anyone knows? Put up your hand. We did this in December. This is Israel. This is the nation of Israel. Okay? Israel is metaphorically a woman. Glory be to God. Kati, Bob, now I'm okay. Glory be to God. This is Israel. The Bible says that this woman was clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, And on her head, a garland of how many stars? 12. Now, Genesis chapter 37, verse 9. Okay? Joseph had a dream. The Bible says that he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bow down to me. Okay? Remember, Joseph's father is called Jacob, okay? And Israel, okay? Now, one of his sons dreams, okay, when the moon, okay, the sun and 11 stars are bowing down to him, okay? But in Revelations, we see 12 stars. Glory be to God. Catch a scientist. Where do the 12 stars come from? Joseph here our 11 stars. Okay? Joseph, okay, dreamt 11 stars bowing down to who? To him. But Revelation is talking about 12 stars. Praise, do you know where the 12 stars is coming from? Eh? Oh? Toyana glory. Okay? Do you know where the 12 star is coming from? Glory be to God. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay, Bob, 12 star, Evawa. Eh? Joseph, give Bob a big hand clap. Okay? Glory be to God. Praise. Praise God. Amen? Yeah. Yes. So, Joseph saw his 11 brothers. Okay? 11 stars. You remember, Israel has 12 tribes. Okay? So the 11 were bowing down to him. He's also a star. You understand? Glory be to God. Been having to be rich? Be simple. Bible seems evil. Okay? Just like I've showed you, there's another woman who gave birth to what? To the seed. Glory be to God. Alright? So anyway, Revelation 12, okay, verse 1 to 5 and downwards, it is talking about Israel. The nation of Israel gave birth to the desire of the nations. Okay? To the desire of women. Glory be to God. Amen? So Uganda, too late. Too late. Uganda was founded in which year? Historians. Scientists. Museveni is, scientist. Eden is putting up her hand, but I don't want to, her to answer because she might get it wrong. Okay, that's why, okay? Njaka omlala akafune wrong. But not my daughter. Not my desire. Glory be to God. Amen? But this is how interviews are conducted. Very often. Okay? Very what? Often. The difficult questions are asked for those who tebagala bafunomuli. Okay? Then you say, yeah, the exams were free and fair. Everyone was asked questions. This one got 50, this one got 90. Free and fair. Okay? So, when was Uganda founded as a nation? Sweetheart. You the right answer according to who? Judith. Okay, sweetheart, which year? 1962. Is that true? That's when Uganda got independence. We were a nation under the British. But then we got independent. You understand? Eh? You see? That's why I didn't want to ask Eden. I didn't want to ask what? Okay? Uganda didn't, it wasn't founded in 62. In 62, it was already there. Okay? But being ruled by a white man. So in 62, we became independent. Katie, eh? You know? Isn't that so? Yes. Okay. Eh? You want to fail again? You don't get tired of failing exams. Okay. Andrew, am I wrong? Yes. Okay. Ladies, tell me some what? Feelings. But the men are very logical. Yeah. Pastor, I'm 12. To younger you, there to be some feelings. Okay. So, sweetheart, that's why I didn't want you to answer, because I knew you were going to say 62. I knew that. Okay. However, she still goes to another grade, because at her school, they haven't yet started. You understand? But you can see she tried. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it wasn't 62. Budonians. Colin, Wagenda Budo. Mwabasoma. You went to the school. Okay, Mark. You're hiding under what? You're pretending like you're not hearing. Or God de wo, but you are hearing. Yeah, it was around that. 1892, you know? Anyway, please, homework. You understand? You see, there are some promises God gives you. He says that, I will do this. But some of those promises, there's a part you have to play. You understand? What will our part, you know? There's some, most of the promises of God are conditional. Okay? Katingachi no. Chembabu ziza. You're there, you want to become the next president. The next what? In fact, God has told you, you're the next president. Promise. Kati look, before the elections, there's that presidential, it's called what? Debate. Katila wechintu wogeno chiwa. Bakubuza, when was Uganda founded? Next president to Bolivia. Do you understand? You didn't do your work, your part, Oksuma history of Uganda. You want to become the next president. How can the next president not know when Uganda was founded? So do you see how you're going to what? Mess up a promise of God. Because no serious Ugandan can vote you. No Ugandan who has sense in their head can vote someone as president who doesn't know when the nation he wants to lead was founded. Do you understand? Glory be to God. Very important thing. Very, very what? Yes. Okay. Promises of God, some are what? Conditional. What part now with Josan? Katimuka Molava, akutute paka ku debate. Otusene ku debate. You understand? You survived electoral commission. Okay? You are nominated. Katutuse debate. Elections are next week. Glory be to God. Okay? Alan is on his phone, he's checking. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? But what were we talking about? Hey, Uganda, too late. There was already a nation. Okay? And that nation was supposed to be the one to carry the seed, to give birth to the Messiah. And that was Israel. Okay? Uganda, in a sense, wasn't late because it had to come through Abraham's seed. You understand? Eh? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, you know, David, okay, and a certain tribe. It had to be a certain tribe. Alright? Kati gobobango limwe your tribe. Don't mess yourself up. Because mkama izo kuba anonya. Mwe no tribe. Remember God wants anacholi. Okay, anacholi. Next prayer is, you know, eh? Kati if you're anacholi, don't be stupid. Okay? Behave yourself. You know, the thing might fall on you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So that is the woman. The woman, Israel. Okay? That is the other woman who carried the seed and gave birth to Jesus. Okay? Metaphorically speaking. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, remember, Genesis 3:15 says that the woman's seed will crush the head of the serpent. Okay? So that has to be fulfilled. Okay? Okay? The seed, the desire of nations will crush the head of the what? Serpent. And that was fulfilled at the cross. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says that inasmuch as then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. Okay? Talking about Jesus. That through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is the devil. Glory be to God. Okay, so the word became flesh and blood. Okay? For the single purpose of destroying the him who had the power of death. Glory be to God. In fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. Okay? Revelation chapter 20 from verse 7. Okay? This is happening after the millennium. You remember in the millennium, the devil is going to be bound, okay? For all that time. For 1,000 years. Then, after the 1,000 years, he's released. Okay? The Bible says in verse 7 that now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city, Jerusalem. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beasts, okay, the Antichrist and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever and ever. Glory be to God. That will be the final fulfillment of the head of the serpent being crushed by the desire of nations, by the desire of women. Glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Amen? So you can see why Jesus is a desire of what? Nations. Okay? Or why he's referred to in that way. Because we all needed someone. Okay? Mankind needed someone. Okay? To deal with the devil. Glory be to God. Okay, so intuitively there are that desire. Okay? Mary is the one who first had that. Okay? And she transferred that information. Okay? To her daughters. Okay? Glory be to God. But I hope you know that Mary had daughters. Not Mary, Eve rather. I hope you know that. Glory be to God. She didn't have only what? Yeah. With sons. The other kids she had who are not mentioned in the Bible. The Bible only talks about the sons because of the role that, you know. Hallelujah. But this promise wasn't to sons. Okay, remember the seed of the what? Woman. Okay? So, probably when she was on a sick bed, okay? Do you think Eve had a bed? Anyway, think about it. Okay? Sick bed, okay? She's dying. She must have told her girl that money, Nalindo was a joke for a chance. Na ye kati ye chintu nchivale kede. Hallelujah. Na boba fa ne bagamba ba wala bawe. Bazukuru ba Eve. Eve's grandkids. That you know what? You might be the one. For me I'm going. That info was what? Being part, we were all, you know, eh? Okay? Which reminds me, does the Nabagereko of Uganda have a son? You don't know. He might be hidden. Anyway, so years ago, I was somewhere, okay? That time she had given birth to the girl, okay? Anyway, so I was somewhere, and there's some woman who was saying that, you never get a car now, utari serious. No, Taza, man, kabakada. Ah, never get a car, utari serious. Akakakisako, natakakosesa, to give birth to the next, ukabaka. She was a man. And she says in Singalese. I mean, you give birth to the next king. And she was like saying, So you can see, she was a stupid what? Woman. But maybe she had this thing that saying, maybe that's what she meant. You watch, go no girl, come a man. Alright? Maybe that's why, I don't know. Oh, she was just stupid and she didn't know science, biology. Okay? She didn't know that it is a man that gives the what? The Y chromosome. Okay? Hallelujah. Men are responsible for what? So if there's still a man, if you're in this room and you what? You're on your wife's case or on your cousin's case, you know? Okay? That man, what? Then you advise your brother to what? You're being what? Yeah. Okay? It is your brother who has what? He who's not providing the Y chromosome. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. But if it were me, I wouldn't have problems with only providing X chromosomes. Girls are precious. Hallelujah. Girls are what? Girls are precious. Okay? Girls should be the desire of every husband. Glory be to God. Amen? Calling your gamba gosaga. Which world you live in. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, we have seen the desire of nations, okay, who was also the desire of women. Okay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is Jesus. Okay. Jesus. Jesus, we see, okay? Hallelujah. You're not the first one to desire him. Okay? From the Garden of Eden, he was waited for. He was longed for. Starting from Eve and Adam. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My sermon is supposed to end here, but I realize I have what? Yeah. I sent these scriptures to Rachel, and she told me I can't read all of them. But I finished them, isn't it? No? Okay. Two more to go. Okay. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, this desire of nations, okay, the implication is that he's also the redeemer of man. Jesus is our what? Redeemer. Okay? Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14, we have read it. It says that inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to what? To bondage. Okay? To do what? To release them. Glory be to God. Release. That is redemption. Okay? Once upon a time, you see, when Adam sinned, okay, the Bible says that when Adam sinned, you also sinned. Bruce, you sinned. Glory be to God. Okay? Bruce's wife is giving birth very soon. Okay? Your EDD was when? Friday. Tuliwano. Eh? Tuliwano. Someone is not supposed to be here. Okay? But thank God we have a car. I said, we don't have a saw. Tuna msawa kola emulago. Okay? Chetwega choka what? Gloves. Now, when Adam sinned, you also sinned. Okay? Even Eden sinned when Adam sinned. Know your Abraham. Is that Abraham? Abraham is down. Emmanuel sinned. Even the coming one sinned. Okay? We all sinned. And because we sinned, it means we gave us, or we were given into the authority of the devil. Glory be to God. So we had to be redeemed. Redemption means being bought back. Okay, because what Adam did was a legal transaction. It was legal. Okay? So there was no those things of being grabbed back. No. Okay? Grabbing back is stealing. Okay? And God is not a what? A thief. Okay? I remember years ago, I was working in Chenjojo, and I had a friend who was working in Kabarole Church of Uganda Hospital. Okay? Richard. Eh? So I used to visit him every now and again, and I stay with him. So, because his church was a church of, his hospital was a Church of Uganda hospital, it was also built next to the cathedral. Okay? The cathedral. I don't know what it's called. Yes. So, during the time I was there, the cathedral began midweek Bible studies. Okay? So I was excited. I was like, wow, I can attend a Bible study. All right. So I went, I think it was the first one, not the second one. Okay? It was like a Wednesday or Thursday evening. So I went for it, and it was only like some big guy, bishop, and we were like six. Okay? Bi ukathidro ninga wawant mukag. Bible what? Study. So they had a book, a Bible study book, which has the questions to ask. And the book also has the answers. All right? So the bishop asked. So they read the story of Isaac and Abraham, how Abraham went to sacrifice Isaac. All right? So they read the story. Then, anyway, the story ends with God saying, do not what? Sacrifice yourself, you know? And yes, so it ends now. Questions, Bible study. Okay? Never gula akatabo. Remember, the answers are all there. If you say something that is not there, wrong. So they began asking me, now, where? Put up your hand. So I was like, you remember what? I'm a young man, fiery for God, and I find this very what? Boring. So I'm like, I need to do what? Something to. Okay? So one of the questions was, what do you learn from that story? So I was like, I'm going to mess up these guys. So I raised my hand. Then the bishop chose me. Then I was like, for me, what I learned is that God is not a thief. The bishop cut a wire. And that is exactly what I wanted, something, you understand? Yeah? I wanted him to get out of the book and let it be an engagement. Let it flow. Okay, it's not an exam. So I said, for me, what I learned from this story, okay, is that God is not a thief. The guy said, where do you see that? Like, how can you even start thinking that God can be a thief? Then I told him, yeah, because, see, God asked for what? The son, but he didn't, you know, he instead offered a ram. So for me, hey, what I see in that story is that what? God is not a thief. My guy cut a wire, then the other guys looked at me like, who is this one? Like, you know. And for me, the Bible study ended when I was very happy. I had caused, you know, I'd caused fellowship to happen, engagement. Okay? So I went back and I told Richard, you remember? He's employed by the church. So I went back and I told him that, man, but Moses, why do you do such things? Richard, you could see for him, there's no way, you know, because Richard, he has always been a man of peace. Yeah, I got a peace. Moses, why do you do such things? How do you, whatever the bishop, an answer like that? Nimgamba gwe, but guy baba de what? Ari mukatabo. Ninga, for me, man, I was very, very what? Happy. And by the way, I can do it again. Glory be to God. I can what? Do it again. And so, God is not a what? A thief. Okay? Adam sold us to the devil. So God is not going to come and just grab us out. No, there was a legal transaction. So for us to be gotten out, okay, we have to be bought out legally. And that is what redemption is. Glory be to God. Okay? That is what redemption is. Okay, Jesus, by his own blood, redeemed us from the power of the enemy. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9 says that, and they sang, okay, talking about the 24 elders in heaven, they say that, and they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seal, for you are slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus is our what? Redeemer. He's the redeemer of man. Okay? Never take him lightly. Okay? He's not only God. He's not only the desire of our nation. Okay? But he's also our redeemer. If it weren't for Jesus, okay, no one was going to heaven. We're all going to hell. Okay? Because your father, Adam, he had signed for you to go. He had signed. Glory be to God. Amen. Nekati, we're going to stay to live with God forever and ever and ever because we were redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. And finally, Jesus is our Lord. Glory be to God. Jesus is Lord. Lord means master. Lord means what? Master. Okay? Just like Andrew is glory's master. Okay? Glory's Lord. Okay? Remember, the Bible says that the women of old used to call their husbands Lord. Okay? Sarah used to call what? Abraham Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, now there's another woman, man, who also got angry at me. Okay? She was my relative. She passed away. So during those days, her daughter, my cousin, is going to get married. Okay? Then I tell her daughter, my cousin, that you know you have to call your what? Now, this woman, the mother, was a mulokole, staunch mulokole. Okay? So I tell the daughter that you have to call your what? Your husband, Lord, mukama wan. Ah, yeah, the mulokole cut a wire. So, what are you telling my daughter? I say, it's in the Bible. It says the women of old, you know, they say that you should be like Sarah, who called her what? Her husband, Lord. I say, it's in the Bible. The strange mulokole, tagala kuri, that Bible. I was shocked. But I was like, now I have them. Okay, I was like, yeah, the Bible says, okay, the Bible says, hallelujah. I can see Bob is very happy. Glory be to God. Bob is like, Bagamba, don't worry. I'm going to say, Jesus. Okay. But Jesus is what? Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God. He is our Lord. Remember, he redeemed us. Okay? The Bible says we are not our own. We are bought at a price. Okay? The price was his precious blood. His life. Glory be to God. Now it also said he is Lord. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 8. Okay? It says that being found in appearance as a man, remember? He came as a man. The Bible says he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the what? Of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, Master, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to God. Jesus is Lord. He is a name above every other name. Okay? There is no master equal to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He has the name that is above every what? Every other name. The Bible says God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Master, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to God. This is a Jesus, this is a Christ in whom all the promises of God are yes and amen. Glory be to God. This is a Jesus, it is because of him that the Lord has promised us. Okay, that's why they're coming to pass. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.